Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Is this on? Is mine on?
I don't know, I think.
Can y'all hear me?
可以听到吗?
Really loud. Let's turn our Bibles to Galatians chapter 4.
好，我们今天先从加拉太书开始看。
Why don't you go ahead and read it first in Chinese?
好，那我们就先中文大家一起念好吗？加拉太书四章四到六节，一起。但到了时机成熟，神就差遣他的儿子由女人所生，而且生在律法之下，要把律法之下的人救赎出来，好让我们得着此子的身份。你们既是儿子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入我们心里，呼叫阿巴父。
Amen. And we will. Where am I on now? Yes. Good. Good morning.
早。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Let's read in English.
好，我们现在来念英文。
Chapter 4. Let's begin in verse 4.But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we love you.
亲爱的天父，我们爱你。
You are our rock, you are our strength, you are our salvation.
你是我们的岩石，你是我们的力量，你是我们的救赎。
And Lord, you are even our friend.
你甚至是我们的朋友。
Who are we that we could be called friends of God?
我们算什么呢？怎么能够称为你的朋友？
Lord, thank you for bringing us together.
谢谢你今天将我们聚集在一块儿。
And this morning we are celebrating the birth of Jesus.
我们今天早上来庆祝耶稣的诞辰。
We thank you for that indescribable gift.
我们真的是来向你献上感恩这么珍贵的礼物。
Lord, we want to be reminded again of your grace this morning as we look into your word.
今天我们来看你话语的时候，让我们能够再一次来纪念你给我们的恩典。
Speak to us through your word, we pray.
哦，求你借着你的话对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I love this time of year.
我真的很喜欢这段时间。
I have many sweet memories from childhood of Christmas.
我从小就有很好很好的圣诞节的这个记忆。
All the old TV programs, the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
就是那个美国人他们很喜欢看那个 Charlie Brown 的圣诞节的特辑。
I don't know about you guys, we put up our tree right after Christmas. So what's the greatest gift you ever got?
那问大家，你们得到一个最棒最棒的礼物是什么呢？
Doesn't necessarily have to be a Christmas present. What's the best gift you ever got?
不一定说是要圣诞礼物，就是你这一生当中你得到最好的礼物是什么？
I bet that whenever you got it, the timing of it was important.
所以我可以跟大家打赌，你们拿到的时候一定是那个时机，一定是最好的时机，拿到那个最好的礼物。
I mean, what if you gave a new car to a 10-year-old?
好，比如说你给一个十岁的小孩一辆车子，新车。
Wonderful gift, but the timing is all wrong.
多棒的礼物啊，可是时候不对啊。
Jeremiah keeps asking me to take him hunting.
啊，我儿子耶利米一直叫我说带他去打猎。
See, you're a little too young to hold a deadly weapon, not yet.
然后我就觉得他现在太小了，他怎么能够这个使用那种致命武器呢？
When Melissa and I we've known each other a long time, and I've given her some nice jewelry.
然后我跟老婆已经认识一阵子了，然后我就给她一些很好的珠宝。
But I had to wait for the right time.
可是我要等很好的时机。
Very soon after we started dating, I knew that I intended to marry her.
其实我们刚开始约会不久以后，我就知道说我以后可能就要娶她了。
But what if on the second date I pulled out a ring?
那如果说我们在第二次约会，我就把那个戒指拿出来。
She would have run and hid somewhere.
她可能会跑到别的地方，赶快躲起来。
So timing matters.
所以时机很重要。
2,000 years ago, God followed through on a great plan.
所以在2000多年前，上帝在一个荣耀的计划中贯穿始终。
It says, "When the fullness of time had come."
所以就是到了时机成熟。
God does things when we're ready, when the fruit is ripe. He knows the right time.
神做事都是在圣诫的时间，比如说果子成熟的时候啊，或者我们准备好的时候。
Now, timing also matters when we're facing problems.
然后有的时候我们在面临问题的时候，时机也非常的重要。
At Yale University, they did an experiment.
然后在耶鲁大学做了一个实验。
Where they gave people electric shocks.
他们要给这个人一些电击。
One group of people, they said, we're going to give you 20 very strong electric shocks.
然后有一组他就说我要给你们20次很强烈的电击。
Another group of people, they said, we're going to give you 17 small shocks.And three strong shocks.
然后另外一个是说，我给你就是十三个轻的，可是有三个是十七个轻的，然后另外三个很重的那个电击。
And they hooked up to their brains, and they were looking at their stress level.
然后他们就把那些东西放到他们头上，然后来看他们承受压力的程度。
So who experienced the most stress?
那你们觉得哪一组承受了比较多的压力？
The group that was only getting three strong ones.
结果反而是那一组，他们只会受到三次那个强烈的电击的那一组。
We do not like uncertainty.
我们人就是不喜欢未知数，对不对？不晓得前面的道路是什么。
Uncertainty will make us very stressful, very unhappy.
然后不知前途怎么样，茫茫的时候，真的是让我们压力很大。
They did a survey of people who got a colostomy operation.
然后还有我们做了一个，有人做了一个这个调查，就是做一个这个结肠造口手术的患者。
They actually attach a bag to your stomach.
他们就把一个袋子连在这个肠子上面。
And one group of people, they said, your operation is permanent. You're going to have this the rest of your life.
然后他就跟有一组的人说，你们这个手术是永有的，永远都会连在你的身上。
And another group of people, they said, after a while, we might be able to reverse this.
然后跟另外一组讲说，哎，你们现在是暂时的，然后以后可能会逆转过来。
That second group was less happy, experienced more stress.
结果你们知道吗？反而第二组承受了更多的压力，反而没那么快乐。
Just because they didn't know, they were uncertain about the future.
因为他们就是对前途未知啊，前途茫茫，不太清楚到底会发生什么事情。
We like to know what to expect.
我们喜欢知道说我们将来是怎么样。
Well, the Bible makes it clear, that God has a very definite plan.
所以圣经中有讲得很清楚，上帝有一个很好的计划。
History is moving in one direction.
我们历史就是朝着一个方向在发展。
At the right time, God sent His Son.
在正确的时机，神就把他赐下他的爱子。
And at the right time, Jesus is going to come again.
然后在正确的时机，耶稣还会再来。
Life is not a circle.
我们生活不是只是像一个圆圈一直转而已。
We might have faced a lot of difficulties in the past year.
其实也许我们今年很多人也许经历了很多的艰难。
Hurricane Harvey caused a lot of grief.
大家知道哈维飓风对不对？很艰难。
Had a lot of troubles.
也许生活上有一些其他的难处。
Bible makes it clear, God has a very definite plan. He's going to make it all right.
神他对我们每个人都有很好的计划，他要让凡事互相效力而得益处。
2,000 years ago, most people were so distracted by all their own problems that they didn't realize what God was doing.
那两千多年前，人们就是为了生活上的很多的事情，就是被分心了，然后根本就没有意识到说神正在处理一件很好的事情，让凡事互相效力而得益处的事情。
We can be certain God is going to to make all things right.
我们真的要确定说神要让凡事互相效力而得益处。
In his time.
在他的时机里面。
There's something else about really good presents.
然后好的礼物还有另外一个看法。
They're often not what we necessarily think we want.
有的时候好的礼物并不是我们想要的东西。
Usually, I think that I want more stuff.
通常我们每个人都会觉得我要更多的东西。
I need the iPhone 10.
我要这个苹果牌的那个手机十号的。
They asked John D. Rockefeller. He's the
问这个约翰洛克菲勒。
One of the wealthiest men ever.
他是世界上最富有的人。
In fact, if you make adjustments for inflation, they say he was still probably.The wealthiest man ever.
虽然他是很久以前的人，可是你们跟现在来比起来，从那个时候比现在的话，其实他还是那个时候全世界最有钱的人。
And when he was an old man, a reporter asked him.
然后他年纪大的时候，有个记者就问他。
How much money is enough?
到底要多少钱才够呢
？You know what he said?
你们知道他说什么吗
？Just a little bit more.
他说：“再多一点，再多一点。”
Boy, I can relate to that.
其实我自己也可以感受到那种感觉。
Always just need a little more.
我们总是觉得还要再多一点。
Our appetite is insatiable.
我们的这个胃口啊，真的是贪得无厌，对不对
？We can't get enough money.
我们总觉得钱不够。
We can't accomplish enough.
我们总觉得我们这个成就不够。
We can't get enough praise.
我们觉得好像不够得到别人的赞美。
Here's star bicycle rider Lance Armstrong. He took steroids.
我们知道这个阿姆斯特朗，他服用这个合成类固醇。
He was already a champion. He was already a star when he started taking steroids.
其实他刚开始服用的时候，其实他已经是这个运动的巨星了，他已经很有名了。
Here's star baseball players Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. They cheated too. They took steroids.
这两位这个明星棒球选手，这个麦克麦奎尔还有这个沙米沙沙，他们也是一样，也是服用这个合成类固醇。
They were already professional athletes. They were already making millions of dollars. It wasn't enough.
他们都已经是职业运动员，而且真的是身价百万了，可是他们总觉得还是不够。
Every year we see.Every Olympics, we see stories about Olympian athletes who resort to cheating.
我们每次都看到这个奥运，对不对？奥运很多选手，他们也是常常在作弊。
I need a little more money. I need a little more praise. Need a little more pleasure. Can't get enough.
总是想要得到别人更多的赞扬，更多的钱，而且要更多的享乐，总是不够。
This all started back in the Garden of Eden.
这是从伊甸园就开始的。
Adam and Eve had everything they could possibly want.
那个时候在伊甸园，亚当夏娃是不是他们所有要的东西都有呢
？They had all the wealth, they had all the safety, they had all the pleasure they could want.
看他们有他们所有的财富，而且他们非常的安全，而且他们要什么有什么。
They had all the opportunity.
他们也有所有的机会。
Go and rule over the earth and subdue it.
神说你就去管理的这个世界。
It wasn't enough.
可是对他们来讲还是不够。
Satan persuaded them, you need more.
撒旦就跟他们说你们还要更多。
And what you don't need is God.
然后他们反而跟他们说你不需要的就是神。
You don't need him to be over you. You don't need him to be a judge over you.
你们不需要他，他要掌管你啊，他要审判你。
You can have the authority to judge good and evil.
你自己有那个能力，你能够判断善恶。
We can't get enough.
我们就是总觉得不够。
So, getting more stuff won't help us.
可是你知道，我们更多的东西其实不能帮助我们。
But we do actually need God.
可是我们真的很需要神。
Satan was deceiving. Satan was lying. We need God.
这个撒旦他其实是在欺骗我们。我们真的非常需要神。
Bible says our souls are eternal.
圣经说我们的灵魂是永远的，是无限度的。
And we cannot satisfy life with temporal things.
这个世界上的这个短暂的东西没有办法满足我们。
Can only be satisfied by an eternal, infinite God.
唯有跟永恒的上帝有建立关系，才能够满足我们每个人心灵的需要。
So what did God give us?
所以神给了我们什么呢？
He gave us Himself.
他把他自己给了我们。
When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son.
时机成熟，神就差遣他的儿子。
And it was a gift, but it was not a reward.
那个 是一个礼物哦，不是说 是要赚来的。
He sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law.
他赐给我们他的爱子。
Wasn't a reward, it was reconciliation.
他是为了要与我们和好。
Redemption.
是为了要救赎我们。
All my pride, all my selfishness has resulted in sin and corruption in the world.
像我的自私啊，还有我的骄傲，就反而变成我在这个世界上我的这个腐败。
I can't get enough, and it doesn't matter how much other people have.
不管别人有多少，我总是觉得不够。
Now you get a very different idea from the world.
我们从世界上给我们不同的看法，对不对？
Get a different idea about God.
然后世界上也给我们不同的看法，对于神来说。
For example,
比如说，
Here's a kind old man flying down from the sky.
我们知道这个是谁哈？这个天上飞的这位老公公。
In many ways, he's very much like God.
其实有的时候他有些方面也跟神很像。
He's omniscient. He knows everything.
他无所不知，对不对？
He has a list of all the things you've done.
他有一份这个记录我们行为的名单。
He's omnipresent. He can be everywhere.
而且他也无所不在，他也跟上帝一样，到处都可以在。
So in one night, he can visit 7.6 billion people.
是，比如说一个晚上，他可以访问全球76亿的人口。
And he's very kind and jolly, and he gives you presents.
而且你看他人很好啊，很快乐，而且给你礼物，对不对？
I'm sorry for the little kids. If I'm spoiling anything, you might want to shut your ears. On what basis does Santa Claus give presents?
不好意思啊，对小朋友来讲，对那个老公公的那个梦想是破坏了。那他到底给我们什么呢？
Based on his list of whether you've been naughty or nice.
那他是怎么给我们礼物呢？是看我们这个名单上面我们的行为是好还是不好，对不对？
Something you earn, something you deserve.
所以你是要去赚来的，你要去取得的。
This is a very common teaching in the world.
所以就是我们世界上的观念就是这样子。
This past Thursday night, I was watching TV.
上个礼拜四晚上我在看电视。
And a whole bunch of pop stars came on, and they were raising money.For victims of AIDS.
我就看到很多这个明星哈，然后他们在募款，为这个艾滋病的患者在筹款。
These guys are all famous celebrities.
这些都是很有名的这个明星。
And what they're doing is wonderful.
他们这样子做其实真的是非常好的。
Spent led by a comedian named Jimmy Kimmel.
然后就是那个你们知道那个喜剧演员吉米金梅尔。
Does some of you guys know Jimmy Kimmel? Galileo, do you know Jimmy Kimmel?
你们认识他吗？
Thank you. Okay, I want to make sure somebody knows I'm talking
about. 青少年认识他。
Wonderful what they're doing. Spent an entire hour and a half persuading people to give money to help people who are suffering from AIDS.
他们就花了一个小时半，就在鼓励大家来为这些艾滋病患者来募款。
They raised, I think, $500 million.
哇，他们大概500不晓得怎么算，反正就很多钱，不知道多少百万。
Sorry.And then at the end, they all got together and sang a song together.
然后在那个结束的时候，他们就开始唱那一首歌。
And the chorus I have up there: If we don't help people with AIDS, we're going to hell.
你看他们就唱说，如果我们不帮助艾滋病患者，我们就会下地狱。那就是歌词。
They were kind of joking.
他们其实是在开玩笑的啦。
But not really.
可是好像也不完全是。
I felt guilty.
然后我一看了，我就哎呦有愧疚感。
Do I have, you know? I like Jimmy Kimmel. These guys are great. What they're doing is great. But that's like Santa Claus. It's completely opposite. It's completely contrary to what the Bible says.
所以你看，他虽然这个观念很好，我也很喜欢这个主持人。然后他们在做一件好事，可是他们的信息跟圣经正好相反。
God's gift of salvation is not something we earn.
上帝在基督里给我们的这个救赎，不是我们配得的，或是赚得的。
It's not something we deserve.
并不是我们配得的。
Even if somehow you are able to, it's still not something God wants to sell you.
那也许有的时候我们真的有很多好的行为，可是不是因为说我们好行为，神才给我们这个救赎。
I mean, that would be like Melissa agreeing to marry me because I bought her a ring.
那就变成说我太太会嫁给我，是因为我给她这个戒指。
That diamond's not big enough. Go get me a bigger one. Maybe I'll marry you.
那个钻石太小了，你给我一个大一点的，我就嫁给你。
God is interested in a deep, real relationship.
其实神最重要的，最觉得他最重视的，就是我们跟他有很深的关系。
He wants us. In heaven for eternity because he loves us.
因为他爱我们，所以他希望我们跟他一起在天堂里能够永久的居住。
He wants to give us adoption as sons.
他希望我们成为他子子的名分。
He wants to give us his spirit.
他要给我们他儿子的灵。
Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father."
因为我们成为他的孩子，神就差遣他儿子的灵就进入到我们的心里。
Now, how did God accomplish this amazing feat?
那神要怎么样做这么奇妙的事情呢？
He came to where we are.
他就来到我们所在的地方。
The King of Kings was born where we are.
所以这个万王之王就是住在这个，就是在这里生出来。
Let me tell you what I mean.
就是我们住在这里的地方。
Here is Prince George, the future King of England.
我们这个知道是英国国王乔治王子。
Just barely see him, a little baby there in the middle of the picture.
看到那个中间有没有他在抱他的那个小女儿？
Surrounded by news cameras.
然后你看周围有好多这个人在照相。
What you can't see is around everybody is a whole bunch of soldiers and police.
然后其实你们也没有看到，可是还是有很多这个士兵哈，还有一些便衣警察。
Future King of England.
这是我们将，这他们英国将来的这个王国王。
Here's Prince Hirohito, the future Emperor of Japan.
这是日本未来这个天皇裕仁王子的照片。
Maybe barely see him through the window. This is the best picture anybody could get.
可能在那个窗户里面可以看到他一点点的那个头哈，可是这是他们想办法才照到最好的一张照片。
There's crowds all around him, right? And cameras and soldiers.
然后你看人群就围着他们，媒体啊，还有警察都包围着他。
You'd think, I mean, this makes sense to us. We understand this.
所以我们了解这样子嘛，对不对？
So you'd think when the King of Kings was born, he'd be surrounded by news cameras and by soldiers.
所以我们当一个真的万王之王出生的时候，他一定也是这样子，对不对？被士兵啊、新闻记者包围着。
But instead, he's born on a very dark, lonely night.
可是正好相反了，他出生在一个非常黑暗而且很孤独的地方。
Because that's where he wants to meet you and I.
因为他是要在这个地方要来见我们。
He doesn't want to meet you and be your friend when you're putting on a good show, right? And wearing a great mask and pretending to be healthy and happy.
他不是要在我们好像很成功的时候啊，遇到我们或我们的朋友，而且我们好像表面上很坚强啊，很有智慧，而且很快乐的时候。
He wants to meet you where you're alone in your room dealing.With your own heart.
他要在我们很害怕、很孤独的时候，而是跟我们心连心的来遇见我们。
If our hearts could be read, if they were completely open, if you know, if my heart was naked before you guys this morning.
比如说哈，我的心今天就是跟大家都敞开了，而且就是你们都可以看到说我自己我现在在想什么。
I would be so ashamed.
我会真的非常非常的羞愧。
If you could see the things that I struggle with.
如果你们知道我现在在挣扎哪些事情，我真的是会非常的羞愧。
And even our best friends, we have to hide things from them.
即使是我们的知心朋友，我们也常常没有办法把我们内心深处的那些东西告诉他们。
Jesus says, "That's where I want to meet you."
可是耶稣对我们说，那就是我要与你遇见的地方。
Where you are so alone and scared.
就是你在很孤独的时候，很难过的时候，我要遇见你。
I don't want you. He doesn't want us feeling ashamed. He doesn't want us feeling afraid.
他不要我们觉得很羞耻，他也不要我们害怕。
He wants us to feel loved.
他要我们感受到他的爱。
He wants us to feel forgiven.
他要我们感受他的饶恕。
He wants us to feel the courage to come into the light, like a soldier to come out and say, "This is my king. I'm a sinner. He saved me."
他要我们就像一个兵士一样，有这个勇气，然后来到他的面前，说：“你就是我的救主，你就是可以让我看到光的那位救主。”
That kind of courage and that kind of acceptance and that kind of forgiveness and love—that's an amazing gift.
所以这种礼物就是让我们有勇气，而且我们能够饶恕别人，而且能够接受他的爱，这个就是最好的礼物。
The meaning of the name Emmanuel is God with us.
我们都知道以马内利就是神与我们同在。
That he is with us there in the dark and the lonely place.
他就是在那里与我们每个人同在。
Bringing his light.
将他的这个光带到我们世界上。
I don't want you to be ashamed.
我不要你们觉得羞愧。
I want you to have a new name.
我要给你一个新的名字。
New meaning for your life.
新的意义，给你的生命上有新的意义。
I mean, when you're adopted into a family, you get that family's name.
我们如果是被领养到一个新的家庭的，我们就拿到这个家庭的这个姓，对不对？
So, if you could get a new name, what would you like?
好，那问大家，如果你们可以得到一个新的名字，你想要被叫什么呢？
What if somehow miraculously, you know, tomorrow morning, Christmas time, somebody could give you a great name?
也许明天圣诞节来了，然后有人就说，哎，我可以给你一个新的名字哦。
Do y'all know who George Herman Ruth is?
这个是乔治·赫尔曼·鲁斯，是一个这个棒球选手。
Greatest baseball player of all time.
他是最棒的这个职业棒球选手。
So he got a new name. They called him the Babe.
他们给他一个名字叫做宝贝儿。
They call him the Sultan of SWAT.
他们叫他击球之王。
Sultan is like a king, and swatting is like hitting.
那个 Sultan 就是国王的意思，然后 SWAT 就是打击。击球的意思。
He had several nicknames, great nicknames.
其实他也有很多其他的绰号哈。
Here's Irvin Johnson Jr.
这个就是欧文·强生，大家应该也认识他。
One of the greatest basketball players of all time.
他是最棒的这个职业这个篮球选手。
So he got the nickname Magic.
你看他的名字叫做魔术强生。
Now those are cool nicknames. What about a really honorable nickname?
这些名字蛮好玩的哈。那还有另外一个更这个辉煌的名字。
There's Abraham Lincoln.
这个就是林肯总统。
Called him the Great Emancipator.
他是伟大解放者。
God says, "I want to adopt you as sons and daughters."
神说他要接受我们，接续我们，当他的孩子、女儿或是儿子。
You can have the name Friend of God.
我们的名字可以叫做神的朋友。
He called Abraham Friend of God.
神叫亚伯拉罕，神的朋友。
Jesus said, "I have called you friends."
然后耶稣也对我们说，你们就是我的朋友。
That's a great name.
这个名字很好吧？
You can be Christ-like.
我们就可以有基督的样式。
That's what the name Christian is.
所以就是为什么才叫做基督徒，就是有基督样式的信徒。
Sons and daughters of God.
我们就是神的儿子或是女儿。
And Jesus actually says in the book of Revelation, says he's going to give each one of us a new name.
其实在启示录也有讲，以后我们都会有个新的名字。
Because he knows each one of us personally.
因为他跟我们有个很亲密的关系。
Would you like to have a new name this morning?
大家想不想有一个新的名字呢？
Be adopted into God's kingdom.
就是我们被接受到神的国度里面去。
Become have the heritage of the Israelite. These are my people.
就像这些以色列一样，我们就是他们的后嗣，然后他就这些以色列人是神的子民。
Now in the Old Testament, God gave His people a lot of stuff.
其实，在旧约的时候，神给他的子民很多的东西。
No matter what he gave him, it was never enough.
好像神每次给他们什么，他们总觉得不够。
In other words, the nation of Israel, he would bless them with a land flowing with milk and honey.
他们给他神给他们这个牛奶与蜜之地。
And he'd make them very strong and powerful.
而且让他们很坚强，而且非常有权力。
And he'd heal all their diseases.
而且真的是医治他们所有的疾病。
And crush their enemies and make them very strong.
而且就使他们的敌人都分散开来，使他们非常的强大。
He gave them great wisdom, great understanding through Solomon and other leaders.
而且借着所罗门王，他给他们很多的智慧，很多的聪明。
But the story of the Old Testament was that none of that was ever enough for his people.
可是我们看旧约，总是觉得那些百姓好像总是觉得不够。
They kept taking it, saying, "We're great, we're awesome. That's why God's giving this stuff to us."
然后他们就骄傲起来，他说：“哎呀，我们就是这么好，这么棒啊！所以神祝福我们。”
Somehow we deserve it because we're awesome.
因为我们根本啊，他们觉得说：“哦，我们那么棒啊，所以我们就是很配得这些东西。”
Then God gave them up to their enemies.
然后神就让他们被敌人打败。
He let them be crushed.
神就让他们被压损。
And then He sent them a savior.
可是他就送给他们一个救主
so that they could turn and know him personally.
所以他们就可以回转向他，而且能够建立亲密的关系。
And they could say, more than anything in the world, I want to know my heavenly Father.
然后他们就会开始讲说，我最主要、最要认识的就是我的天父。
Why don't you put your faith in him this morning?
大家今天是不是想要把这个信心放在神的身上呢？
Tell you a story about Abraham Lincoln.
哦，还有一个这个林肯总统的故事。
After the Civil War in America,
在这个美国南北战争以后
，there was a particular soldier who kept trying to get an audience with Lincoln.
有一个这个士兵，他就坐在这个白宫的外面，他想要进去。
He had been cheated out of some land in the south that should have belonged to him.
因为他在南部有一些这个地，可是就是被剥夺了这个地。
And he kept trying to get an audience with Lincoln, but he would always be blocked. He couldn't get past all the soldiers, all the guards.
然后这个白宫前面就是会有门啊，他好几次想要进去都没有办法进去。
One day he was sitting outside the White House and a young boy came up to him and said, What's wrong?
然后他就坐在这个白宫的外面，然后一个小男孩就跑进他旁边，然后问他说怎么回事啊？
And the soldier explained his problem.
然后这个士兵就跟他解释他的问题。
And the little boy said, Come with me.
然后这小男孩说你就跟我来。
And he walked up to the front.
然后小男孩就走到这个前门口。
And the soldiers stood aside.
然后这个士兵就往旁边走了。
House,
然后他就走到白宫里面，然后就走到这个走廊里。
And into President Lincoln's office.
然后走到这个林肯总统的办公室。
And what did Lincoln say?
那林肯总统说什么呢？
He got up and walked over. What do you need, Dad?
然后这个林肯总统就走到这个小孩旁边说：“啊，泰德啊，你要什么呢？”
So it was Tad Lincoln.
好，这就是泰德林肯。
Father loved him very much. Do anything for him.
这个父亲很爱孩子啊，儿子他儿子要什么，他一定会给他的。
Of course, he knows what his son needs better than his son does.
因为他自己了解说他孩子最需要什么，比这个孩子需要什么都知道。
God knows what you and I need better than we do.
其实神都知道我们每个人需要什么，比我们自己都知道。
He says, "I want to give you life abundant."
神说我要让你的生命是丰富的，给你丰富的生命，丰盛的生命。
So why don't you accept that gift this morning?
那为什么我们今天不就来接受这么好的礼物呢？
What's the right time? Talked about timing. What's the right time to receive this gift from God?
那什么样的时机才能够接受这样子的这么好的礼物呢？
Today.
就是今天。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天就是得救的日子。
How do I receive it?
那我要怎么样来接受呢？
Believe in Jesus.
我们就来相信耶稣。
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以就是口里认耶稣为主，心里信神使他从死人中复活，就必得救。
With our hearts, we come to Him and say, "I want You to be the King. I want You to be the Lord of my life."
所以我们就把我们的心门打开来说，我要你成为我生命中的主，我要你成为我有生命中的王。
And then we will follow Him day after day, week after week, month after month.
然后我们就天天来跟他同行，每天同行，每日同行。
And at the right time, He will come back.
然后时机对了，他还会再来。
And we long for that day.
我们真的是很期待那天的来临。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, again, we thank you for your incredible gift.
哦，神啊，我们真是再一次谢谢你给我们的礼物。
Lord, if you never gave us our daily bread.
如果你没有给我们每日的灵粮。
If you didn't give us our health,
你没有给我们的健康。
If you didn't give us our families and our jobs,
你没有给我们家庭或是我们的工作。
Lord, we know that we would still need a nightless eternity to give you thanks.
我们还是很需要给你许多许多的感恩。
So Lord, I pray that we as a church would live lives that give you thanks.
让我们教会中的每一个人都是存着一个感恩的心来过每天的日子。
That in the year ahead, you would be honored in how we carry out our jobs.
而且以后你就会被因此能够得到荣耀。
That we would treat our families as something precious that we give you thanks for.
因为我们知道我们的家庭也是你给我们的，所以我们就存着感恩的心向你献上感谢。
And that, Lord, the fellowship we have here as a church, you'd be honored here.
借着我们在肢体之间的团契，你也能够得荣耀。
Lord, more than anything, we are looking forward to seeing you face to face.
无论怎么样，我们真的就是渴慕的与耶稣在面对面来见面的那一日的来到。
But we pray if there's anyone here this morning who does not know you.
如果今天在座的当中还有人不认识你的话
，that they would ask you to speak to them.
他们能够愿意来跟你说话。
And that they would hear you, Lord Jesus, saying, "Come to me."
而他们的心能够听到耶稣说，来吧。
We pray in your name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.